is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of justice, peace, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am very grateful and honored that we are joined by Manda Rose here in Central Massachusetts. And Manda is the executive director and co-founder of VegFest, which has many projects happening in Central Massachusetts throughout the year, every year. And so we'll be hearing about those as well as the upcoming Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Welcome, Manda. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you. Hello, Marlene and Vegan Nation. As you said, I'm Manda Rose. I'm the co-founder and executive director of VegFest. And some of VegFest's projects include the widely popular New England VegFest, as well as the upcoming Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park, our Vegan Trunk or Treat that we have in the fall, our Vegan Thanksgiving, and some others. I'm also a member of the Wampanoag Tribe of Aquinnah, and I'm happy to host these awesome events along with our organizing team here in Massachusetts, which is the ancestral homeland of many Indigenous peoples. So, I always like to acknowledge and honor the relationship with these lands and the waters, past, present, and future.
Thank you, Manda. Thank you very much. Yes, so let's hear about the upcoming Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so we're excited as always to host our annual Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park. This is a free community gathering at Dean Park in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. It's right in Worcester County, and it's a community gathering that brings people together around delicious plant-based food, all vegan. So we have friendship, compassionate conversations. It's designed to be welcoming for everyone. So longtime vegans, vegetarians, or people who are vegan curious and want to check it out, family members, kids are welcome. So anyone who's interested in trying some great vegan food and meeting new people, attendees are encouraged, of course, to bring a vegan dish. It is a potluck. So it could be a main dish, a drink, a snack, fruit, or a dessert to share, but there's no pressure. People are welcome to simply, come through, hang out a little bit, enjoy the community. It's a great opportunity to swap recipes, learn about upcoming vegan events. If you have something you're planning or you're looking to plan something, whether that's, activist related or whether that's just a, another potluck, come and share that news and meet some friends. We do try to set up in one of the covered pavilions. So that's north or south pavilion near the picnic grove if one is open. So otherwise we're usually in the picnic area or the grassy area. So if you're looking to get there, you're gonna enter via Main Street in Shrewsbury. You take a left into the main Dean Park entrance and look to the right for the south pavilion. We're usually there, but otherwise we'll be in one of those areas to the right.
So, Manda, this is great to know that it's at Dean Park in Shrewsbury. And then in the past, it used to be held at Green Park in Worcester. And now I'm familiar, there's another park in Worcester that's on Shrewsbury Street. So I want to make sure that listeners are very clear about Dean Park in Shrewsbury.
Yes, the event takes place at Dean Park, which is at 805 Main Street in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. So it's located in Worcester County, but it's not located in Worcester. It's Dean Park in Shrewsbury. It's right off of Main Street in Shrewsbury. And again, it's just, designed to be welcoming for everyone in the neighborhood. So come on by and meet some new people. And we recommend that folks bring some things for the picnic, such as maybe a picnic blanket, a chair, a sun umbrella or sun hat, sunscreen if they use it, a reusable water bottle, and you're welcome to bring some outdoor toys like hula hoop or a ball if you're bringing the kids.
Manda, could you please tell us about some of the ingredients that are not vegan that might not be readily known?
Of course. Yeah, when we're creating some delicious vegan dishes, we want to make sure to carefully review the ingredients of not just the main dish, but all the ingredients that you're putting in there to avoid animal products. So not just the obvious, meat, dairy, eggs, and honey, but other animal-derived ingredients such as whey, and that's Whey, whey, beeswax, gelatin, carmine, confectioner's glaze, to name a few, and also to avoid products that have been tested on animals. So just keep an eye out for those, and just make sure to use all vegan ingredients in your products. And we also welcome you bringing a list of your ingredients as well as a recipe card. We typically will provide a Sharpie with some index cards so folks can write their ingredients and their recipe right on there if they like. And it's a great conversation starter as well, because we always are looking for some new vegan recipes to add to our repertoire.
Thank you, Amanda.
Of course, we're excited about it.
Okay, and that's just a hop, skip, and jump away from Worcester anyway for Dean Park and Shrewsbury.
It's good. It's very close. So come on down. We're gonna have a lot of vegan food there. Last year we had all kinds of salads, so we had a Waldorf salad, potato salad, chopped green goddess salad. These aren't your stereotypical sad salads that people imagine. So we had, colorful, creative salads with grains, beans, fruit, nuts, herbs, the whole thing. Vegan potluck salads are anything but the boring iceberg lettuce salads that people are thinking of. So come and try a vegan salad. Last year we had a ginger tofu curry dishes, Rice Krispie squares. So there's really a lot of options, anything from macaroni salad to vegetable skewers, vegan baked beans, tofu skewers. We can do desserts there as well. So, Rice Krispies treats we had last year were amazing. A fruit platter. So, if cooking isn't your thing, we welcome people to bring a package of whether that's fresh fruit, some chips, crackers, something like that, or a store-bought vegan snack. So don't let your cooking failures or attempts, deter you from coming out and enjoying the day. So if you try to make something that doesn't work out, bring some lemonade, bring some watermelon, and just come and hang out. So it's a very welcoming event and very tasty as well. There's usually some leftovers and plenty for everybody.
Well, this is exciting to hear about the upcoming vegan potluck picnic in the park on June 28th, 2026 at Dean Park in Shrewsbury, Mass. And the recent event of New England Veg Fest in Worcester this past April. That was fantastic. Let's hear some of the details, the review of New England Veg Fest, Amanda.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this picnic, it's a perfect follow-up to our incredibly successful New England Veg Fest that took place this past April in Worcester. We're just so thankful to have a beautiful weather that day and a huge attendance. We had huge crowds throughout the whole day. I think, over 5,000 people attended. Our whole, mission with New England Veg Fest is to celebrate vegan living and to bring together local businesses, nonprofits, and families. So the picnic will give people another chance to kind of reconnect with friends that they met at the festival or continue building those relationships throughout the year. One of the biggest reasons Veg Fest exists here, our Veg Fest community, is that making these kind of changes are a lot easier when people feel supported. They might not know other vegans. And some of these friendships that have formed through our vegan events have lasted for years. We've even had people that have formed relationships and gone on to get married because they met at Veg Fest or they met at one of our events. So it's really, really exciting. Veganism is not about restriction. It's about connection. So that's what we're hoping to bring, that energy from New England Veg Fest into this potluck. And then again, carry that over until we have our trunk or treat and we have our Thanksgiving event, Thanksgiving event. So, and we'll talk about that, later in the year. So yeah, it's gonna be good.
You tune into Vegan Nation. Let's have a little musical interlude by Charity and the Jam Band from their new album, The Vegan Album. Jam, jam, jam.
Jam, jam, jam. Yeah, I say jam, jam, jam. Jam. jam, jam, jam. Hey, the everybody, won't you join us in our jam? We're gonna raise our voices, stomp our feet, and jam our hands. We're gonna sing.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with more vegan music and also our interview with Amanda Rose. Welcome back from the break. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts.
Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, you are gonna jam today. I say
jam,
you,
jam,
you,
jam,
yeah,
jam,
you,
jam,
you,
jam,
you, jam, you, you, you. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, your sister's gonna jam today. I say
jam,
sister. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, your brother's gonna jam today. I say your brother. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, the kids are gonna jam today. Who's gonna jam today? Oh yeah, everybody's gonna jam.
It's a way to align our food choices with values of compassion and kindness towards animals. Check out a vegan potluck, come to the New England Veg Fest, discover some new foods that you like, get involved in some community. Community does matter. So I think it was Joaquin Phoenix, he said, we don't have to accept the world as it is. We can choose to create the world we want. He's an actor and one of the world's most prominent vegan advocates out there in that type of world. So I think that's a really, really great quote that he said. We can choose to create the world that we want. And so that's what VegFest is trying to do. Our VegFest membership program, we'll be, again, talking to folks at the picnic about that, because I think it's a great way to kind of get involved and get some perks, some discounts at some local eateries here in Worcester and all across New England.
Thank you, Amanda. And speaking of community, during the New England VegFest that was recently held in April, I have to say I really enjoyed the speech by John Sanborn Matsu, a PhD professor.
Yes.
Yes, and he is also a professor at WPI, and it was interesting that during the Q&A session, a woman raised her hand, and she is a teacher. She's an educator. I think it was the high school level in the health department, and she's required to teach the food pyramid. I think that's by the USDA. Anyway, it's some government overreach of promoting the consumption of flesh and dairy and eggs, and they put that at the top of the list. And
wow.
So she said her dilemma is here, she's a vegan, and so what can she do? Because now that's part of the job.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I think John did a great job at New England Veg Fest with his presentation, and he has a new book out. It's Omnivore's Deception, What We Get Wrong About Meat, Animals, and Ourselves. I think he was on your show recently talking about that. He does a good job of sort of delving into that, you know, that deep dive of the psychological process that goes with, you know, the obsession with meat and sort of reframing that and looking at our morals. And yeah, it's very confronting, and, you know, there's not an easy answer for anybody on how to move forward. But I think this is a place to have some of those conversations at New England Veg Fest, whether that's through some of our presentations there. They usually do a question and answer there. And just following it up, you know, the event's not a one-day thing, as well as just lifestyle. I mean, it's taking that next best step and aligning your ethics with your actions. So I think, you know, hopefully this picnic and Veg Fest, you know, it gives a place for those conversations to start. I know that weekend, the day before, there's a protest going on in Worcester as well that a lot of folks are going to with animal rights Advocate Chip Brown is holding a weekly demonstration outside the Charles River Lab in Biomir facilities at 55 Union Street in Worcester every Saturday from 1:30 to 3. So that's the day before the potluck. So, you know, if folks are interested in learning more about that and doing something with that, and then the next day they can come on over to the potluck.
Right on.
So there's, you know, some serious topics and also then a little bit of fun, you know, in the same weekend. So
we're listening to Manda Rose, the executive director and co-founder of VegFest, and she's talking about the vegan potluck, Picnic in the Park. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. And Manda also mentioned an animal liberation, animal rights protest happening in Worcester the day before the vegan potluck, Picnic in the Park. And so we will be taking a short break, and during this break, I would like to play this song by Scarlet Rescue, and this song is called Key Card to Hell. And Scarlet Rescue is a vegan band. That's Lisa Barker and her partner in life, Stephen Davis, and they are both PhDs and professors at a university in Arizona. Indie music. This is their song in protest of the animal experiments, the exploitation of the animals in the basement of the university. Here are the lyrics. Shiny knives in glistening doors. They cry for mercy, but you cut them more. No one without a key card can go down those stairs. There are monkeys in the basement. It's cold down there. Key card to hell. You'll know by the smell. The sounds are obscene. Sights better unseen. I draw a paycheck from that tainted till. They torture them and we pay the bill. Key card to hell, you'll know by the smell. The sounds are obscene, sights better unseen. This key card will get you into hell. Those are some of the lyrics. And vivisection. And vivisection. Be vegan. No one without a key card can go down those stairs. That's Key Card to Hell by the vegan band Scarlet Rescue, based in Phoenix, Arizona. Now I would like to share another song for you by Scarlet Rescue. And this song is called Regan Song, Go Vegan for Regan. On June 19th, 2020, Regan Russell, a vegan activist in Canada, was killed. She was run over by a slaughter truck. She was participating in what's called bearing witness when vegan activists stand outside the gates at slaughterhouses when the trucks are coming in to give compassion and comfort to the animals. And on this day, June 19th, 2020, Regan Russell was there, and this was 2 days after a Canadian gag law was passed. And there's a lot of controversy concerning that bill and what's stated in that bill. And so 2 days after the bill was passed, a truck driver with a load of mother sows and piglets, the sows are sent to slaughter once they stop giving birth. The piglets are usually about 6 months old on these slaughter trucks, thousands and thousands. The video, whose content includes the 911 call that the driver of the pig slaughter truck made stating the presence of activists. And he said, "What should I do?" And the response from the 911 dispatcher was, quote, "Just stay in your truck with the doors locked. Don't move. We'll be there as soon as we can." The truck driver answered, quote, "All right." The 911 dispatcher answered, quote, "Thank you." Right after that, the truck accelerated. The truck was on the street at that point, a double lane street, drove into the driveway of the slaughterhouse, and traveling at a speed of 20.5 kilometers per hour, which is 12.74 miles per hour. Regan was standing and she had her arm up completely vertical. And she's tall. She's, I think, maybe 6 feet. She was a model and she had her right hand with a peace sign, and the truck drove over her and she was immediately killed. Her body was split in half. That was on June 19th, 2020. The video that I listened to and saw was that shows the full scene and the full recording of the 911 call is from the Toronto Star. Quote, surveillance video and 911 calls from the scene of animal activist Regan Russell's tragic death. And this video date is November 4th, 2023. Here's Scarlet Rescue. Regan's song, Go Vegan for Regan.
Where did you go, Regan Russell? You were here just a moment ago.
Rest in power, Regan.
In a flash, she got hit by the truck. I can see her blood flow. The pigs were thirsty and frightened. The slaughterhouse smell in the air. They scream from inside the truck. Blood is everywhere. Go vegan for Regan. She didn't die in vain. She gave her life to spare them. Stop the killing and let these babies live. The vigil was calm and peaceful, a protest with kindness and love. Regan had the right to be there, gentle as a dove.
Here's Regan Russell in her own words.
This is the only way you can expose it. It's private property. It's just like, how do we know what they're doing in there to the pigs? Except the people who work there tell us, and we get video footage of it. They won't let us in because they know that what they're doing is wrong. I knew nothing about the food I was eating or any of that. There was no internet, you know. So, I mean, once you open that door as to what's going on, it is just a world of shock.
Yeah. Speciesism is everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere. We've been sold a bill of goods our entire lives. Me, my parents' generation. It is shocking. Absolutely shocking, the lack of regard for the feelings of our fellow earthlings. It is shocking.
Yes, it is.
So wow. Where I come every Sunday.
Yes,
here.
I know. And oh my God, honestly, like since 1973, taking action to create change in this world. If that's not powerful, like holy
I'm trying.
Crap, I need a high five for that.
Well, like, I don't
Jesus.
I don't know if it does any good, but
of
I know
it does.
But I know doing
How
nothing does no good.
That was Regan Russell from an interview with fellow Canadian activist Michelle LaBrosse. After the song, we'll continue our conversation with Amanda Rose, Executive Director of VegFest here in Central Massachusetts, discussing the vegan potluck. Picnic in the park.
If the weather isn't great, then we'll probably do a reschedule if it's going to be anything more than sprinkling. So we'll kind of approach that as it gets closer. Folks can learn more about the VegFest Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park on our website at vegfest.org. And, you know, good way to get updates is to sign up for our mailing list on vegfest.org. So that way you get all the updates on our events. And also to follow us on social media. We're at NEVegFest on Facebook and Instagram at NEVegFest.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for all you do. And thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing some folks Sunday, June 28th at the Vegan Potluck Picnic in the Park starting at noon.
This is Making Cookies from Plants.
You get the sugar from the cane or the coconut. You get the chocolate chips from the cacao bean.
nuts and the cashews from the little nut tree. They get the flour from the wheat or something gluten-free. They get the oil from the fatty, those chubby bitches. Coconut, avocado, sunflower, pretty fruits. We're making cookies and plants. I do a little dance, we're making cookies bumping. Do a little cookie dance, we're making cookies bumping. Come on and take a little chance, we're making harmless. A homemade egg from a little ground fly. And then the mama hen doesn't even have to feel sad. They make her own yummy milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama cow can keep her milk for her baby. And then the cows and the chickens can get back to their lives while we make cookies that will blow out. Do a little dance, I'm making cookies from fast. Do a little cookie dance, I'm making cookies from fast. Come on and take a little chance, we're making honest, human, compassionate, deliciously insane cookies. Do the cookie dance!
Making Cookies from Plants by Charity and the Jam Band. From the new album, The Vegan Album.
And the trees, and the sun and the rain, soil, air, and seeds. Oh, we're growing up food for all the people to eat. Yeah, we're growing up fruits and veggies, you see. We're growing up food for everybody. Making growing up plants for every cookie. Making cookies for plants.
Much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and at wcuw.org. Community, Vegan Nation. Wishing you all a safe and pleasant day.